Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listener, tomorrow is National Stop Making Up Days. Day. Seriously.
What's today?
Today is Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
What are you talking about?
You, that's today.
Hey, which games are we playing here?
Oh, like the Hunger Games.
Squid Games! I love games. I'm great at games.
These boomers know all these games.
Let the games begin.
What's with all the Squid Games talk?
Into the show!
This is the show!
This is not a show.
Close enough.
It's showtime!
I felt like it was a game of Kevin trying to make it to Coke Elementary yesterday.
Oh, heavens.
So wake up with Brett and Julie. We've been delivering pumpkins all over St. Louis to different families, or if, like in this situation, a fourth grade teacher called in and said, hey, I want to get some pumpkins for my kids. Like, the fourth graders would love to carve and paint a pumpkin, and so...
And they're going to read a story about it and decorate it to fit the story, which is about this bee and everything.
Yeah. And so we dropped off the pumpkin at Coke Elementary. We all went out there yesterday.
All of us
tried to.
Yeah, and what happened, Kevin? We didn't see you there.
I've always been directionally challenged. I mean, for years, I used to print out MapQuest and have to try to read it as I drove.
So I thought that's what he did.
I mean, that's what we did back in the day.
Back in the day, and I have maps on my phone, and I was trying to get to where I was supposed to go, and then all of a sudden, I'm in Illinois, and I'm going, there's no way Ferguson is in Illinois. Unless there's a Ferguson, Illinois, I didn't know about.
Oh, my goodness.
So you weren't even in the right state.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, I can go this way, get back to where I need to be. But unfortunately, Julie needed to be somewhere later. By the time I would get to Coke, you guys would have been long gone. So it would have been kind of like, hey, here I am.
Yeah, by the time you got to the right state, Julie had something going on.
I did.
by the time I got to the right country, people were going to be gone.
So, yeah.
All the fourth graders were asking about you, too.
Right.
They're like, where's Kevin?
It was really cool, though. We did get to read a story, and then I made the big mistake as I was pulling out my phone.
You would think, as a father... He would know, don't do this to the teacher.
Oh, I wanted to do it to the teacher. I just mistimed it. I wanted to say, like, on my Instagram what we were doing and where we're at. But instead I said, who wants to be on my Instagram? And literally as I opened up my Insta story, it was mad chaos. You couldn't hear a word I said.
Yeah.
I know what it feels like to be Justin Bieber and Harry Styles. I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
No, here's what he did. He made the kids so hyper, and then he's like, okay, gotta go. Good luck, teacher. Now the kids are bouncing off the walls. Have fun, teacher. We gotta go.
I think they loved it.
The kids loved it. The teacher, probably not so much.
If you want to listen to a bunch of screaming kids on an Insta story, Brett Megan, there's where you gotta go.
It is pure joy, though. It's so cute to see how happy they are.
It was an awesome time. And again, people have laughed at us like, hey, why are you giving away pumpkins? But such great memories are made. One, we get to laugh at Kevin on his driving stories.
Right.
We get memories that way.
Exactly.
And then the kids get to be on the Insta story. They get to carve paint a pumpkin and make it a bee. And it was really cool.
Yeah, it was a fun thing to do. It was a good idea to drop off a random pumpkin somewhere. That was cute.
We're going to do more next week, so keep following us along on Instagram, The Wake Up Y98. Forget you and you. Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We'd like to start off your day with some good news. Grab a cup of coffee. Julie kicks it back with some stuff that'll put a smile on your face.
Oh, my gosh. So, this ninth grader, so I guess your freshman in high school, Fred, he's been enjoying a busy year going to school, playing football. His dad has been deployed with the Army in Kuwait for over a year. But at the start of this recent football game, Fred, walking out in the middle of the field with the co-captains of his team for the ceremonial coin flip. But also, at the middle of the field, were co-captains of the opposing team and the referees. And wouldn't you know it, one of those referees was actually Fred's dad, disguised as a referee to surprise him. He was kind of like standing behind the three. They said it was a complete shock for Fred. He was just kind of standing there, and one of the referees, and then his dad walks like from the back, and he just didn't really notice him yet. And one of the referees kind of tapped him. I think he must have been like, "Do you recognize anybody?" And so he's looking around, and all of a sudden he notices his dad, and they start hugging, and it was just so cute. It's like one of those super long, "I'm so excited to see you" hugs. And I posted it on our feed if you want to watch it.
Those stories and those videos always give me chills.
Yeah.
Because now that I'm a dad, I have a 6-month-old, and leaving him for work, I come home and I'm so excited to see him. I couldn't imagine a year, and then that year is dedicated to serving and protecting us. So
yeah,
it's just a wonderful story.
A very dangerous year to be away anyway. So it's so cool. And the video is just going to make you smile. It's on the Wake Up Y98 feed this morning.
Go check it out. Playing by your rules. Everything looks better with a view. Why you always in the mood?
Seconds. 60 seconds of Hollywood headlines with Julie
Tristan. Let's talk about Adele. We love Adele. She's lost a lot of weight, so I'm sure she makes a lot of healthy choices, right? Well, they asked her what her choice was for her last meal, and her answer was McDonald's.
My annual meal, my death row meal, my last meal would be
my chicken nugget.
Is somebody trying to talk over Adele?
Kevin is pushing lots of buttons.
You know, I did do the trick.
I eat at least once a week.
Kevin, you need to replay that, Adele. We didn't hear any of it.
Somebody interrupted Adele on pass.
All right, yeah. My ideal meal, my death row meal, my last meal would be a McChicken nugget with a Big Mac and then fries. That's my 3-course. I eat at least once a week.
Oh, my God.
I respect that.
Yeah, so she had chicken nuggets, a Big Mac, and fries. She said she still eats it at least once a week, so go her.
If that's what Adele eats, then I'm going to get that today. I just want to be Adele, like Popeye and spinach. I'll eat spinach. If Adele eats Big Macs and McChicken or chicken nuggets, then that's what I'll do.
Well, you go with your bad self.
Hopefully I can sing like Adele.
Oh, my God, ridiculous. Okay, let's move on a little bit. Oh, this was a crazy story. So apparently Britney Spears' sister, she's got this book coming out, and she was going to give the profits from her book to this mental health place, this mental health and addiction recovery nonprofit. Well, apparently people were so mad, the Britney Spears army was mad. They're like, don't accept the cash, nonprofit, because she totally turned her back on her sister during her conservatorship. Well, the protest got so big, this nonprofit was like, fine, we won't take the money from her book. And they're they put on an Instagram note saying, we're deeply sorry to anyone we may have offended. We made the decision to decline the offer to receive the proceeds from the book sales from Jamie Lynn Spears, which is crazy. And I think that kind of stinks because that money probably could have helped them.
Yeah. It's an interesting dilemma drama because they're work in a world where the money can be raised in other ways though too, because Jamie Lynn Spears has money in other ways that she could probably help the nonprofit. And Brittany could also help them as well, since she turned her back on them. So it's crazy.
I know. It's just ridiculous. And so if you want to donate to them, since they're not getting this money from the sales of the book, the nonprofit is called This Is My Brave. And that's your Entertainment Minutes, brought to you by Duck Duck.
Please don't stop the music.
The polls are open.
The Wake Up with Brett and Julie poll of the day. The results from yesterday. So trying to make sure Julie hands out the right candy at Halloween.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Been handing out Smarties for years and nobody shows up. So 68% of people said Snickers over Milky Way.
Okay. Oh, wow. I like that.
Surprising, because Missouri usually is a Milky Way state.
I've been seeing that on some lists, so I thought Milky Way had a shot.
Yeah.
I thought Snickers usually beats Milky Way, but I thought maybe in Missouri it wouldn't. But yeah, still, poll said 68% of people choose the Snickers over the Milky Way. I like Milky Way better.
Me too.
Milky Way's good, but I do love those peanuts.
For the poll of the day today, it's kind of deep. If you had a 1 minute, someone offered you, comes up, says, I'll give you a 1 minute glimpse into the future. Would you take it? Yes or no? Just 1 minute. Quick glimpse. You want to know if you and the hot firefighter boyfriend are married?
Oh.
You want to know what's happening with you, your family, whatever it is. It doesn't even have to be your future. Maybe glimpse into the future.
Oh, my gosh. What if I saw something and I messed it up somehow? I wouldn't want to know.
No, you say no.
Don't tell me.
So you can only see a minute ahead?
1 minute. No, not a minute ahead.
Okay.
You get 1 minute into the future.
Good call.
Go there with the ghost of Christmas future or whatever, and you only get to spend 60 seconds with him.
Oh.
Not a long time.
I know.
What could you absorb in 60 seconds? Julie can do a lot in the entertainment, and she tells all the
people. Right, I could.
I don't want to know.
Would you say no?
Yeah, I'd have to say no, only because if you know your future, you're probably either going to try to avoid it if it's bad.
Butterfly effect.
And make things worse. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Lance?
My initial reaction is no, I think. I'll stick with that. No.
Y'all are crazy. I'm taking it.
Are you?
I'm so curious. Yes. It's 1 minute. I want to see what's going on.
But what if you messed up your present, then messed up your future, and it didn't turn out that way?
I mean, if we're going to get real deep, I think you can't mess it up.
Okay.
What's meant to be is meant to be. I can't mess it up. That's how I'm going to get there.
Okay.
I knew that I was going to look into the future. That's probably what got me there.
Oh, here you go.
That's how the future works.
Genius. That's genius.
The polls are open.
At 6:55, we'll tell you how there's one last chance for get your kids $100. So to look into the future that way, tell you all about that. And it's about helping our kids for the future. We'll do that. Lance, how does the roads look?
Feel so holy.
Today is the last day on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie to get your kid $100, because it's Y98 Student of the Month, and it's the final day. We're looking for 5 students to honor this month.
I know, this is super cool. So here's how you do it, and this is for students, by the way, kindergarten through senior year in high school, in 250 words or less. Just tell us why your kid, your student, should be spotlighted, because we're so proud of them.
Yesterday, we went out to Coke Elementary. Heather had called into the show. Amazing teacher. And I just thought about, her classroom was just full of kids that she could nominate. This goes out to teachers, too. If you have a kid who's just a standout in the classroom, or maybe going through a challenging time and beating that challenging time and just overcoming adversity, highlight them right into Y98.com. Get them $100. It can make a big difference in their life.
Yeah, so here's how you do it. 250 words less, Y98.com, and they'll win a $100 MasterCard gift card from Vantage Credit Union. Education is our legacy. Go bankless. But you only have until tonight at 11 p.m.
So go on and do that right now. In about 3 minutes, Kevin's going to put us to a challenge, a brand new game called Just a Little Bit, and we'll get... It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We're going to play a brand new game where Kevin plays...
Just a little bit.
Love this song. Kevin's going to play just a little bit of a song.
Just a little bit.
Like 5, 3, maybe a half a second.
Okay.
He's in control. Plays just...
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Plays just a little bit of the song.
Just a little bit.
And Julie, Lance, and myself will ring in once you know the song. These are all songs that we play on Y98, so if you want to play along in your car, you can always text in on the Bomberito text line if you think you know the song before us, which is probably likely. ring in with your name as your buzzer. Kevin, just play a little bit of the song. There you go.
All right, everybody, you guys ready?
Ready.
To listen? Here we go. Here's Just a Little Bit.
Brett. Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits.
That is correct.
Nice. Oh, I think it's the Biebs. Nice job.
Very similar sound.
Nice job.
I should have had my Cheez-Its already. I didn't eat breakfast yet. Okay.
Yeah, that throws her off. Yeah,
I don't have any brain food yet.
All right. We ready for the next one? Here we go. Here's just a little bit.
You know.
Well, I was like, what's my name? I don't even know my name.
Julie.
I already forgot what you played.
Play it again. Julie gets first shot at it, though.
You know.
Julie?
I know this. That is the Kid Laroi.
No. Nope. Brett. Oh! Who goes, Kevin?
I think it was Brett. Sorry, Lance.
Better now, Post Malone. You know I said it, I am better now. You would have had it if you had your Cheez-Its.
Yeah. I know.
2-0-0.
All right, here we go. Here's another just a little bit.
Lance? What is it? I hope. Gabby Bear.
Yeah! Intro. It's hard on the intro.
And Charlie Puth, good job. All right. All
There's
right.
that Charlie on the
That's
false
good. Right.
2-1-0. Julie, you got this. You need to come back. We got two more, right?
Yeah, we got two more. Here's just a little bit.
Lance. Dang it.
Lance. Maroon 5, this love.
That is right.
2-2-0.
That's good.
All right.
Julie, if you get this, it ends in a tie, and that would be nice. Everybody feels like it, but
my brain has not turned on. I can feel it.
It's on, Lance.
All right, here we go.
She needs Smarties.
I need to eat.
No, she doesn't.
You need what? Eat.
You need to eat. Okay, here we go. Here's
need to eat.
Here's your final. Just a little bit. Good luck,
Julie. Tennessee, me dancing with somebody. Is that what it is?
Yes. Yes.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's my guess. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But no, what is it?
Dancing with somebody.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Maroon 5. I can't remember anybody's name.
No, Lance, you want to help with this?
Go ahead, Lance.
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Oh, it's right in front of me. We're playing it next. Dang it.
You'll know it all too well now.
Lance takes the win.
Yeah. Nice job, Lance. Yeah.
3-2. I thought Julie was going to help us end in a tie, and she blew it.
Can we play this in the 8 o'clock hour when I'm more awake?
We will play that game again because it was fun and very competitive between Lance and I, Julie.
Yeah. Right, my God.
Julie, how about this, though? You said you needed to eat. Taco Bell is giving away free breakfast.
Oh, that sounds just what I need
today. I'll tell you how you can win that and how soon you can win it.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music and home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y98.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
We're going to roll through these headlines. These are stories that are trending on the internet right now. I'll read a headline. Julie tells me keep it moving if it story bores her. Or if she's hungry and interested, she'll say tell me more and I'll give her all the details.
Amen.
2 minutes on the clock and it starts right now. Julie, you said you were hungry. Taco Bell is giving away free breakfast burritos.
Oh, tell us about that.
It's tomorrow.
Okay.
I know you need to eat today, but tomorrow from 7 to 11, you go to Taco Bell nationwide. You don't have to order anything. You just roll up and you get a free breakfast burrito. I guess they used to do breakfast. They launched it back in like 2014. They took it away during the pandemic and they're trying to do a nationwide launch saying, hey, we're back doing breakfast again. And this is how they're trying to get people to eat some breakfast burritos.
I love breakfast burritos. That sounds good.
So from 7-Eleven, you could do that. Do you want to just leave in the middle of the show?
Yes, I do.
Get some for us. A toy has come to life.
Okay, which toy? Tell me.
So remember the classic toy phone from Fisher-Price that kind of has like the face on? It looks like a car. It's red and white as like the dial-up or whatever.
Yep.
Well, now they're doing a Bluetooth version that can actually make calls to your kids if you want it or if you want to use it yourself. The rotary will still work and everything, but it will actually work as a real phone. They're selling them at Best Buy for
$60. That's
cute.
That's
awesome.
People don't normally have like old-school phones in their house, like a landline.
Yep.
But I would do one for that. They said they're Bluetooth, so you can work as a cell phone, too.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to click on that, too.
How long do we need to spend outdoors to be happy?
A lot of time. Keep it moving.
Okay. Julie, another food story for craving a McDonald's cheeseburger like Adele. You can have one now.
Tell me more, yes.
McDonald's testing out a McPlant burger at 8 locations, 4 Ooh. States. The McPlant burger will be produced by Beyond Meat. It's made from peas, rice, potatoes, includes mayonnaise and cheese, and they're super excited about it.
Finally! Yeah. When's that coming out?
They said next month.
What? Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah, the Impossible Whopper from Burger King.
That was huge.
Yeah, it was great.
It's good. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for McDonald's to get on the train.
McDonald's hasn't been on it. Now they're finally doing it.
Finally.
How about Hooters changed their shorts and went even skimpier if you're interested?
Keep it moving. No.
And that'll be the timer is officially going off. So we'll go to Y98.com. We're moving on.
I guess you moved on really easily.
Mega Minds.
So wake up with Brett and Julie. Mega Mind question of the day. Julie's got her Cheez-Its now, so she's on. This is her breakfast. She's going
to
get
ready.
It.
She's ready to go.
People shared things that get harder as you get older, and this was the number one answer.
Remembering things.
Remembering things.
That's a good one.
What gets harder as you get older? What was the number one answer that people said?
Gosh. Man, so much does. I would say.
I mean, all right.
You know, I mean, I was just going to say seeing things.
Following directions. Following my map quest.
Right, exactly.
So you think seeing things, remembering things? What about you, Lance?
I don't know if these would be two separate things, but I'm going to try and combine them. We'll see what the judges say. I'm going to say running/walking.
Moving.
Yeah,
just
right.
Moving in general.
That's a good one.
Getting up out of bed.
Yeah.
It was not any of those. Actually, those were even in the top three that people had submitted. They're a little bit, I don't know if they're like deeper. It's not like more of a physical thing, but it's more of an emotional thing that actually gets harder. Okay. That would be your hint if you want to take some guesses at 314-531-9898. I would say all of them are a little bit deeper and more emotional. The top three answers that people gave, I'll give you the answer in about 7 minutes.
Mega Minds!
Julie, tell me some good stuff about the weather.
Weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. There is rain in the forecast today. A chance for showers late in the day. Otherwise, sunny and breezy. High near 78. Rain is in the forecast later tonight as well. Low down to 50.
9 p.m. Sign up for your Missouri Medical Marijuana Card now at 420ID.com. And use promo code Y98 for $25 off today.
The show that is St. Louis. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Mega Minds.
Mega Mind question of the day on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Give you the answer. People shared things that get harder as you get older.
Oh.
Number one answer. There's some guesses on the Bomberito text line. Are they similar to you guys? Because a lot of your guesses were like much older.
Yeah. One says losing weight. Someone says forgiving others.
That does get harder. Yeah. Your weight easier as a kid, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then someone says saying goodbye. You never know if you will see them again. Mm.
Saying goodbye.
Yeah.
Top three answers. Number three, staying in touch with people. A few weeks turns into a month, and month and time can just fly by as you get older.
That's why you have kids. Instagram.
Yeah. Number two, watching my mom and dad get older. I do think that's hard.
Yeah.
As I get older, watching my parents get older, I'm like, man, nothing is as it used to be. And seeing my parents is like kind of that direct reflection.
I know. I always tell my dad, I'm like, how'd you get so old?
Yeah. How did you do that? Why did you do that?
He loves it.
Number one, making friends.
Oh, okay.
I think that is so much harder.
I think you're right.
When you think about it, like, who have you made friends outside of work? There's just random friends. I tried to go to that Cardinals watch party. I chickened out. I didn't go. I was like, I got busy because life goes on here. Got so much going on.
Well, that's because the joke is radio personalities. You might think we're extroverts, but we're very introverted.
Yeah, we lock ourselves in our house.
We do. We're like, don't talk to anybody when I leave here.
Mega Minds.
We're going to attempt to stump Traffic Lance with a twist. There are usually always St. Louis questions. There's a twist coming your way, Lance, in less than 2 minutes.
All right.
Stop traffic, It's rare that we're able to stump them, but every now and then we get them.
We do.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to throw a twist at them. So Lance knows everything there is to know about St. Louis. Tom Ackerman from KMOX came in, and Lance just swept them. About the Cardinals.
Yeah. No,
it was really good. But Lance does know everything that there is to know about St. Louis. We even threw some Missouri twists in there, and you did really good with that too, Lance. So since you won the Cardinals, since the Missouri, how about the St. Louis Blues? All these questions will be St. Louis Blues questions to see how well you know the Blues.
I will say, among all sports, baseball is my number one. Hockey's probably second or third, so we'll see how I do.
Oh, great.
All right, here's question number one. Mm-hmm. Did the St. Louis Blues make the playoffs in their first season?
It's a light layup.
They made the Stanley Cup Finals in their first three seasons.
Wow, look at
that. That's correct. An overtime goal from Ron Schock gave the Blues a 2-1 win over the Minnesota Stars back in 1968.
Did you know that Ron was the one who did that?
I did not know it was Ron Schock. No,
old Ronnie.
Good old Ronnie. Who has the most goals in a single season in St. Louis Blues history, and how many goals? Do you know?
I would venture a guess. It's got to be Brett Hull. Am I right about that part?
You are right about that part.
For some reason, back in the day, I want to say it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 86.
Shut up. 86 exactly.
How did you get that?
Somewhere in the neighborhood, as he gives out the exact address.
I mean, for some reason, that was the number I had in my head, but I wasn't sure.
Well, you're right, so you go.
Third highest in the history of the NFL, too, or NHL as well.
All right, here's your third question. Now, it's a longer one, so you got to follow me here. The other night, the Blues scored 5 goals in 5 minutes and 7 seconds. In November 2000, the Blues came back from a 5-0 deficit to beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 6-5 in overtime. It's the fastest time a team has come back from a 5-goal deficit in NHL history. How fast did they do it?
Can't be in the neighborhood. Got to give us the exact time.
This is 21 years ago?
Yeah, yes. No problem.
So 5 goals the other night in 5-plus minutes, so this had to be quicker. I'm going to say this is just an entirely wild guess. 3 minutes, 47 seconds.
First time ever. Look at this guy.
Stop traffic lights!
They scored their 6 goals in 15 minutes and 27 seconds.
So
fastest anyone came out back from 5-0.
To win, I guess.
To win, yeah. So they scored 5 goals just to score 5 goals the other night. But they were down 5-0 and scored 6 goals within 15 minutes of came back. And it's the fastest anyone's ever done that. Yep.
21 years ago.
Yeah. Hey! You knew how many goals Brett Hull had to the exact.
Well, you got 2 out of 3.
You're just a little off your game today, Lance. It's okay. Yeah, it's okay. God.
Stop traffic, Lance!
Cheez-Its.
You do!
Julie, what's coming up in the entertainment as you grab your Cheez-Its?
Well, we need to talk about Harry Styles. Is he going to be a Marvel movie star? I think he might be. I'll tell you who he's playing in.
Where we are, well, maybe we found love right where we are, and we found love right where we are.
It's a Vegas-style show right here in St. Louis, and it always sells out in Vegas. Almost impossible to get tickets. I'm talking about the MJ Experience. In about 5 minutes from now, you're going to have a chance to win those tickets. But first, we got to jump into the Entertainment Minute.
60 seconds of Hollywood headlines with Julie Tristan.
Let's talk about Harry Styles. Guess what? He has a cameo in The Eternals as Eros. He's the brother of Thanos, but they're nothing alike. Eros is a good guy, and his powers include being able to stimulate people's happy centers.
I was wondering if Julie knew the whole thing because I was like, she was reading it, and then I saw her go, oh no. Uh-oh. That makes perfect for Harry Styles.
He makes people happy. That's what he does.
They're pleasure centers, right?
Yeah.
It is that word, yes. You go with your watermelon sugar over there, Harry Styles. Okay? Let's talk about Kate Beckinsale. She revealed the cause of her ER visit last month. Apparently, she was talking about, oh yeah, I've been in all of these action movies. I've done some stunts before, but I went to the ER last month because I was putting on a pair of leggings and I threw my back out of nowhere. It always happens like that. Like you're picking up a Kleenex or something, and all of a sudden your back is gone.
Should have been the answer to the Megamind question. Things are tougher when you're getting older.
Yes, amen.
Just moving with your back.
Yep.
Picking up Kleenex.
So she said she's feeling a lot better now, which is so nice. And then finally, there's a new trailer for, it's called Being the Ricardos, the Amazon movie. It's got Nicole Kidman, Javier Bardem, and Nicole Kidman's playing Lucille Ball, and Javier's Desi Arnaz.
I work side by side with my husband, who is genuinely impressed by me. And all I have to do to keep it is kill for 36 weeks in a row.
Okay, let's go.
And then do it again the next year.
Well, it's kind of fun to see her as Lucille Ball. She looks really good, yeah. I think. Mm-hmm. I'm glad she was.
I love Lucy, and a pun intended, because how do you not love Lucy?
Yeah. And it's funny, because remember Nicole Kidman played the witch that, like, you know...
Bewitched. Yes.
She was Bewitched, too. Yeah. She played a lot of old characters.
Yeah.
That's your entertainment.
Hey, Julie, what does watermelon sugar mean?
It means to eat some watermelon.
Without you.
The show is crazy in Vegas. My wife and I went to Vegas, tried to get tickets, and it was sold out. It's impossible. But now this show is coming to St. Louis.
That's right. So it sells out weekly at the Stratosphere in Vegas. It's called the MJ Experience. And I think what people love is there's so much audience participation. Like, they're going to teach you how to do the Thriller dance, and then you're going to do it together.
So cool. So much fun. If you want to win tickets... And you get to see all these people do these crazy dance moves. Kind of like how Julie and I were dancing on our Instagram yesterday. The Wake Up Line idea to see that. Throwing it back with Avril Lavigne there. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We're trying to give you some Michael Jackson Experience tickets. Amy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Amy, we don't need you to go to Vegas. You can experience it right here in St. Louis because you just won the tickets.
Yay! Congratulations!
Yay! Thank you so much.
Amy, can I ask you a question? Are you married?
I am.
Would you be mad if your husband forgot your birthday?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Julie, would you be mad?
Amen for sure.
Mitchell, one of our listeners said he forgot his wife's birthday and needs advice. Mm. We're going to talk to him at 7:55. Amy, hang on. We'll get you your tickets and probably some advice for Mitchell. We're going to need it. Lance out of the roads with this morning for traffic. One of the questions we have for our friend Mitchell over here is, should he say anything to his wife because he forgot her birthday? 314-531-9898 if you can get Mitchell some advice. Mitchell, you forgot the wife's birthday. What's going on, man?
Hey, yeah, well, first off, Julie, congrats on saying I love you.
Thank you.
You had said you haven't been in a fight at all, so yeah, congrats on that, too.
Thank you.
He's like, I'm married and I have.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
About to be in one right now, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm about to be. But, well, I'm hoping I'm not. So we have three kids. They're great, all that, you know, and yesterday was her birthday, and I totally forgot. I was like, oh man, totally forgot. And between kids and wife and all that, she hasn't said anything, and she seems fine. She seems happy. Not, you know, fine, right? So I don't know, what do? I just wait, or, you know, do I go, hey, honey, I totally forgot? I mean, the thing is, she usually hates her birthday anyway, So I'm kind of like, well, maybe she thinks it's on purpose and is like, thank you for not making a big thing about it.
She's someone who always says every year after year, don't make it a big deal, don't make it a big deal. Mm. And so you're thinking maybe she thinks that you did this on purpose.
Right, yeah, you finally listened.
Yeah, you finally listened.
The best gift is nothing, right? Or is she just waiting to kill me?
Right? Or she's waiting to kill you, yes.
Hey, I'm really wondering. That's why I called.
Julie, do you think she's waiting to kill him?
She's definitely waiting to kill you, although I feel like the gentleman might be like, oh, yeah, she's so happy that you didn't
never
do that.
Never mention a mistake. No. If you made a mistake and it has not been found, you do not go point it out. It's like if you spill something, you just cover it up and then you don't say anything. And then
wow.
Blame it on the kid.
I'm not surprised.
I don't know how that thing broke.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Very true.
Very true. All right, so you're thinking, A, do I say something and then confess that I forgot your birthday? You have a lot of options. B, you can act like your thing was lost in the mail and you show up with some jewelry that, like, oh, it finally showed up. Let's celebrate your birthday today.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Or C, you just keep it moving forward and see if, like, she doesn't bring it up and you guys are happy. Like, happy wife, happy life. Don't bring it up and make her mad.
Yeah.
Option four, I get something and then I wait for her to go off on me and be like, ta-da.
You got options. Let's see what listeners think you should do. What option should he do? Should he say something? Should he fake like he had something in the back pocket? Should he just confess, I did forget, life got in the way, and I just totally forgot? 314-531-9898. Mitchell, by the end of this, we're going to make sure you're not killed by your wife. That's the bottom line.
Please and thank you.
Jump in and join the condo.
Danny found himself in a tough jam. He's one of those husbands that forgot the birthday. Calls in the show and he says, Julie, what do I do? Forgot the birthday. But she seems happy.
Yes.
And I think that's important. She's happy.
No, life is not what it seems. Okay, buddy?
He's being set up, Julie thinks. So he's like, should I say something and then point it out that she's going to be mad? What if she forgot her own birthday and just keep moving along?
Yes, that did not happen.
Danny in Park Hills, you have some advice for Mitchell. What do you think he should do forgetting his wife's birthday?
Well, first, the happiness is kind of the calm before the storm.
Thank you.
That's funny.
So, but I think he, since she doesn't like to acknowledge her birthday, I think he should send her something today and just say something to the effect that, I know you don't like your birthday, but you're so special. I wanted to start a new tradition, and we'll celebrate the day after your birthday because I love you.
Oh, that is brilliant.
I think that's very sweet.
I love this move because not only is it like it's a very sweet move,
right?
But also it shows how thoughtful he really was.
Yes. I mean, he can pretend he is.
She's going to think that he actually listens to what she says.
Yeah, she's going to think it, which is so smart. Danny,
Ben, it's all about trickery, isn't it, Ben? Trying to trick us.
Danny, you are awesome. Thank you so much for the call. Not for Stacy. You're calling from St. Louis. You don't think he should try any tricks. You think he should come clean, huh?
I do think so. I like her advice, but I think that's fixing something that actually already happened. So what if she's listening to this call? I think you can use it and say, hey, I called to get some advice, but I'm taking the high road. I'm showing some good modeling behavior for the children, and I'm going to come clean and tell you I forgot. And I love you.
Aww, I love you.
Way better than the model behavior where I blamed the kids when I was giving Mitchell advice.
Exactly. Yes.
I never bought that. I would say, Mitchell, don't ever use that line on any wife, girlfriend, because you're going to have a girlfriend in the future.
Hey, Ben!
Oh, my God.
Wow. Not gonna work.
You are amazing. Thank you so much for the call. That was genius. I love this, though. Lulu from Webster Groves. You're saying you have a big plan because Mitchell forgot the birthday. What do you think he should do? Lulu?
I think he should do a weekend surprise.
A weekend surprise.
Okay. Yeah. The weekend. Hey, I didn't forget. I wanted to kind of do something bigger when we all have a minute, you know, away from activities and stuff.
She doesn't like to make a big deal about the actual day. He has time now. It's Wednesday. It's time to get a babysitter. Maybe like a little overnight trip, romantic.
Ooh, like, maybe like Herman, go out to Herman.
Yeah. He can knock it out of the park and be like, I had this all up my sleeve the entire time. Didn't want to bring it up. Lulu, yep. That's genius. And all that advice came from women, just proving that guys have no idea what to do when they're in these situations.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music. And home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y90.
Suggestions for Mitchell are just genius, and they all came from women, by the way. Just shows you how smart they are and how they can manipulate any situation.
See?
For the greater good.
Brett has been trained well by his wife to say, see how smart they are.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Mitchell forgot his wife's birthday. She said she seems super happy. I don't want to bring it up. Like, what if she gets mad? Everything's good. Life is good right now. We just got really busy and we just keep moving forward. What should he do? Teresa from Festus, you said this happened to you before. Your husband forgot your birthday.
Yeah, my birthday is in January, and I woke up that morning. We really don't celebrate our birthdays like some people do, but, you know, happy birthday is good enough. So we woke up, we went to the gun range, and as I was filling out the paperwork, putting my birthday on there, I almost put the year I was born, you know, because you always get confused on your birthday. So we were at the gun range, and then we went and got lunch, went to our daughter's house, and this was halfway through the day, and he had yet to tell me happy birthday. So I texted my daughter, and I said, please don't tell me happy birthday when I get there, because your dad forgot my birthday. So we pull into the driveway, and my daughter is as honoring as her dad. She runs outside in the front yard and screams, happy birthday, Mom! And I'm like, oh, my God. I looked at my husband. He had this dad.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you. So anyway, he had this look on his face, and he was, like, stumbling his words. And, you know, halfway through the day, it was kind of a game to me where I'm like, I wonder if we'll go through the entire day without him telling me happy birthday. And I just got in the car and turned the radio on and heard this segment, and I had to look and see what date it was.
Thank you so much for the call and for your husband just being pure comedy gold.
Exactly.
So she probably knows, and this is a game for her now, and she's waiting and just see how long it takes him to tell her.
She definitely knows, and she will definitely bring it back up.
It's a fun game sometimes, just to wait and see what you remember.
She will hold on to it for the rest of his life.
And Eva.
Why you always in the mood? Around like a brand new. I ain't tryna tell you what to do, but try to play by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Fuck around like a brand new. I ain't tryna tell you what to do, but try to play it cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Yeah. Good news, bad news. You know it's everywhere.
Story starts off good. Take a twist and end badly, kind of like Mitchell's marriage.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good part of the story is a woman calls pest control to take care of a snake when... Pest control shows up here to take care of that snake. What do you think went down?
I think she got bit by the snake before... Before you get there? Yeah, before anybody arrived.
Okay, so pest control shows up. Okay.
Yep.
They said, oh my gosh, that's my missing snake. I didn't know where it was. It got out of my house, and now thanks for finding my missing animal.
Well, and he was super excited.
So excited.
That's Steve the snake.
While she was making the call, she set her phone down, and the snake ate it.
None of those are correct, but the story is pretty wild, and it's not a rubber snake.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Oh yeah, that story ends in 7 minutes. Julie, give us the weather update right now, though.
The weather It's snake weather. I'm just kidding. I don't know if it is. It's not. It's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home partly sunny and breezy today with a chance for showers late in the day. So get your dogs walked early. High near 78. Chance for showers tonight. Low down.
My dental hygienist Ashley should have been my hype person. Dr. Krista was so kind. I used to hate going to the dentist, but now I actually look forward to cleaning my teeth, which is important. KyoDentalCare.com. Kyo is C-A-Y-O. KyoDentalCare.com.
Now back to St. Louis's most fun friends, The Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
So the good part of the story was a woman calls pest control. Guy shows up, says, I'll take care of the snake when ... happens. Goes underneath the house and finds 92 rattlesnakes.
What? And he said, oh my gosh, I've been missing all my animals and they came here.
He said, I'm going to need a bigger truck.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He was like, this is just one of many. 92 rattlesnakes have been living underneath her house.
Oh my God.
It took him 3 hours to get them all. And you'll love this.
What?
He did later release them into rural areas, so the snakes are okay. They're out in the wild. They're doing okay. They just can't live there anymore. They've been evicted.
They're in the wild trying to find their way home.
They're traveling back.
Yes.
That's like some kind of snakes on a plane type of movie. Can we get Samuel L. Jackson?
Good news, bad news. You know it's everywhere.
It is always bad news when married men try flirting with you. And we're going to have a little talk about that. The guys. Does this only exist on TikTok, or does this happen to regular everyday people? Do married men hit on you? 314-531-9898. I've seen this on TikTok that like all these TikTok influencers are exposing married guys for like sliding in their DMs and trying to flirt with them. And I'm like, I don't know any married guy that's going to be doing this. Do they really do that? And Julie's making a face like, Lord. You have no idea. Married guys are trying to flirt. Yeah.
People try to slide into my DMs, and then I'll just like, who is this? And I'll look at their page, and I'm like, wait, you're married? Like, what is your deal? Oh, yeah, guys are ruthless.
You had a guy the other day, and I'm not sure if he was married or not, but I'm hearing all these stories, and I'm assuming he was, that was liking every picture, like, from, like, 2 years ago. Like,
yeah, he, like, wrote me some message. Yeah, and he's like, hey, haven't talked to you in a while, and I'm thinking, I've never talked to you in my whole life, so I don't know what you're doing. And then he liked all these pictures, so I blocked him. I'm very good at blocking people that are creepy.
I'm curious about, there's anyone listening that ever has had this happen to them. They slid in their DMs, hit on them at a bar or a restaurant, and you're like, wait, you have a wedding ring on your finger. What's your story?
Yes.
When has this happened to you? 314-531-9890. I want to kind of expose these married guys who keep flirting with other women. Or I wonder if nobody will call. Like, this has never happened before. Mm. TikTok is doing this right now, exposing these married idiots.
Come on, ladies. You know what's happening.
314-531-9890. Here we go.
Why are these married idiots existing right now and giving us all other married guys a bad name? Apparently, there's this big push on TikTok just exposing married men for trying to slide in the DMs or flirt with other women. And I don't know why these guys do it, because they'll like have a picture with their like profile picture with like their wife and kids, and then they'll be like slide in the DMs like, what's up?
Uh-huh.
Your family's what's up. 314-531-9898. If you've ever been hit on by a married man, I want to hear these stories and just kind of expose some of these idiots. Susie from Ellisville had called in. She said that guys will take off the ring when they're at the bar, Julie, and then you could still see like the dent in their hands from wearing the ring.
Or a tan line. Horrible. Busted.
Yep.
Like, oh, I'm going through a separation. I just took it off yesterday. It was an emotional day for me.
I do remember being on a dating app back in the day, and like it connects to your social media sometimes, and there was a picture of him and his wife on his profile pic.
And he was on a dating app?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I just got divorced. I haven't changed it.
What a liar.
Whatever, dude.
And who was on Tinder like that? Chloe You have a very interesting story. You're 19 and a married man was hitting on you where?
Yeah, so I worked at a summer camp and he would always just come up and like say hi to me and stuff because we waited for the parents to pick up the kids and whatnot. And one day he gave me his phone number and was like, hey,
what?
Like, here you go. And I was like, aren't you married, sir? He was like, oh, well, it's just for like, if you ever wanted to babysit. I was like, okay. And then it happened again and again. Like, he kept...
He just kept giving you the number in case you lost it.
In case.
Yeah, I always give it back.
Good for you. What a creeper.
Number yeah.
One day... Well, one day I just messaged his wife. I was like, hey, your husband, like, keeps trying to give me his phone number and da-da-da. And then I didn't see him after that. She always...
Somebody else jumped the kid off the camp.
Yeah.
Nice.
Busted.
You know what? If you can bust those people, we should bust them. We women got to stick together against these cheating losers.
I love that. Chloe, you are amazing. If anyone else has ever done this before, just exposed a cheating man. 314-531-9898. Yes. You are awesome, Chloe. Thank you for the call. I'm sorry that
thank you.
There was an old scumbag dropping his kid off at summer camp. Julie, what's coming up in the Entertainment Minute?
Oh, we need to talk about... I just ate some Fruit Loops. Okay. Let's talk about Adele and her last meal that she would ever eat.
Is it Fruit Loops? Fruit Loops.
Hold me, feel so holy.
60 seconds of Hollywood headlines with Julie Tritney.
Let's talk about Adele. So we love Adele. She's got a new song out right now. Her album comes out next month. Well, she was talking about her choice for her last meal ever. Here's what she said.
My ideal meal, my death row meal, my last meal would be a McChicken nugget with a Big Mac. And then fries, that's my three course. I eat at least once a week.
She eats McDonald's once a week, chicken nuggets, Big Mac, and fries. Don't you love her accent? I could listen to her talk all day.
Thanks.
I want to eat that right now. And then maybe I'll be able to sing like Adele. If Adele does it, I will do it. I'll do anything she does.
I don't think that'll work, but we're willing to listen if you want to eat it and try.
All right. I'm going to give it a try.
Are we, Kevin? Okay.
Yes.
Meghan McCain. Meghan McCain is coming clean about her departure from The View, saying she felt like everyone on the show hated her guts. She's the outspoken daughter of the late John McCain, and she's set to publish her memoir, Bad Republican. An audio excerpt shows things really went south after the election. She says, you can't imagine how it messes with your self-esteem working in an environment where the worst thing you can be in the world is a Republican during the Trump years. She says, as a country got worse under Trump, Whoopi and Joy and some of the staff grew meaner and less forgiving. And she just said it was a toxic environment. She had her daughter Liberty, and she was dealing with her own emotions. And it just felt really negative at work every day.
I feel like every single person who's ever worked on The View has said that behind the scenes.
Whether it's Republican, like secretly toxic.
Yeah, right. But you're Republican or Democrat, they just all hate each other. And honestly, though, in the entertainment world, there's a lot of that. Like, there's a lot. Even in morning radio, like, you flip around the radio dial, most of the people don't like each other.
We truly do like each other here, though. It's I don't think we could fake it in here. I couldn't.
But I've been in those situations where you're trying to fake it. But they're really toxic work environments.
Yeah. One of the very first shows I worked with, I was like a producer, and I was like, these people are best friends who hate each other.
Yep. Happens all the time. It is rare to find shows.
I'll never tell you who that is.
Oh, I will tell.
That's your Entertainment Minute. It's brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Come on, be my baby. Come on, I'm in love with your body. Come on, be my baby. Come on, be I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. With the shape of you.
Let's get repeatable. It's the repeatable. Let's get the repeatable.
What is the most repeatable story of the day? We'll go around the room on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, and we'll take some votes. No more Facebook. Facebook is going away. Not joking. That's the headline. That's the real story.
That's major.
Or How about a major lawsuit? Strawberry Pop-Tarts are being sued. I know Kevin loves Pop-Tarts.
I love Pop-Tarts, but I despise Facebook more. I got to know Facebook about Facebook going away. I'm sorry.
I want to know about that, too.
Lance?
Quorum?
No, I was going to do the Pop-Tarts. Who would be mad at Strawberry Pop-Tarts?
I know. Someone is very upset with Strawberry Pop-Tarts. 8:55, I'll tell you how Facebook will be no more, and it's going to happen very soon, actually.
Why?
Facebook's going to be disappearing. 8:55, I'll tell you why.
You know my ex, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah. It all seems complicated. I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah.
The Facebook is going away. And this is actually a true story. Well, I guess it's more of a rumor, but it seems like the rumor seems to be one of those rumors that is going to end up being true at the end. Mark Zuckerberg is supposed to announce it at their big annual concert and meetings October 28th week that Facebook will actually rebrand itself to a new name.
What?
Now, I don't know if it seems like the social media app will stay the same, so it will still have Facebook, but the company that owns, like, Instagram, WhatsApp app, is all going to come under a different umbrella, a different name, and one of the biggest reasons is they said because of all the stories that are coming out about how the dangers of social media, and they want to rebrand itself and look at being more than just a social media company. They want to be a metaverse,
yeah,
so they can do all things. So they're going to rebrand themselves as a company.
Yeah, nice try, Highway 40, Highway 64. Not going to work.
Do you think that's what it's going to end up being?
It's the inner belt.
Good example.
Our company did the same thing, though. They rebranded itself. We used to be Entercom Company Umbrella, and then it changed to Odyssey. So companies rebrand all the time, but then it's basically the exact same thing. We are still Y90. But owned by a different company. I think Facebook as a social media platform will stay the same, but Mark Zuckerberg's company is going to rebrand. No word on what the name will be.
I did see one rumor, and I don't know how true this is, that somebody floated a balloon that it may be called Foundation.
Foundation, really? I didn't see that name, so that's interesting. Foundation.
Recovery Systems. .com.
Taken.
Dang it.
I wonder, though, that if they come with a rebrand, if it'll come with a different set of rules and regulations for social media, too. Because ever since the 60 Minutes special, where they kind of exposed the study that they had done on teenage girls being more likely to commit suicide if they're on Instagram, they're saying there are going to be a bunch of different rules to social media platform, maybe.
And people are like, don't change the rules. I just figured out how to use it.
It's now time for Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
Julie, I see you smiling over there. Who are you smiling at?
I am smiling at a man who has appeared on this before. I just got to rotate them. Jason Momoa. He is giving all his all to his latest role. So he's 42. He's set to star in Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom after playing it in 2018. Well, he appeared on Ellen.
I love how Kevin's playing like Little Mermaid, like Ariel, could kick his ass or something.
He said that he had a few injuries when he played him before. He said, I messed up my eyes. I've got something that like cut up my eyes a little bit. He has a hernia. He's got ribs out.
Oh, so he's falling apart. He's not even good looking anymore.
He said, but don't worry. It's going to be a great movie. You're going to love it. And you know what? All he needs to do is stand there. He doesn't even need to say anything.
Julie,
it's going to be a great movie.
You know what I heard for a fact? The fact is he's banged up. He's injured. He's out.
And we're taking him out of the starting lineup. Good.
He can't.
Oh, no.
He's on injured reserve.
He can just stand there and be like, yes, little fish, swim around or whatever he says. And you're done.
That was Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
Oh, my God, Alex.
Of course it is.
What you say.
What you only say.
Oh, oh, oh.
So Wake Up with Brett and Julie, we've been giving away pumpkins because this is a huge family tradition for my family. We go to a pumpkin patch, we drink Fall in a Cup, and so I wanted to bring this family tradition to other people. And one of the places we dropped off a pumpkin to yesterday was Coke Elementary. Julie and I went. Not everybody went.
Who is he going to blame it on this time? Himself?
I'm blaming it on me.
What happened to you, Kevin? We all left the studio and Kevin got lost.
I did. You know, it's weird. I knew where the school was, or at least the city.
And it was in Ferguson.
Right. Yeah, we
went to Somehow, Kevin 70, ended up in the wrong state.
We had to take 70 West. I know. Kevin's like, what? 70 East?
And I got all confused going where I was going, because it kind of took me the way back to where I would normally go home. And I'm going, well, then heck with it. Let's just go this way.
He said, what? Ferguson's in Illinois now?
I'm like, wait, what are you doing?
Julie and I pull into the parking lot. We get out. We grab the pumpkin. We're all excited to meet the kids. It's a fourth grade class. The class is all pumped up. We're looking around. Where's Kevin? Julie calls him. And
she's like, I'll be there in 15 minutes. And I'm like, Kevin, we cannot sit here for 15 minutes.
He goes, I'm in the wrong state.
I know.
I'm not even in the right state.
Kids are waiting for us.
But it was really cool, though, because we got to read the book. So what they're going to do with that pumpkin, so it's just showing you that it's more than a pumpkin. They're doing their Trunk or Treat event, which is going down today. They had to read a story, and then they're going to dress that pumpkin and decorate it as a character in that story. So Julie and I got to read the story to the fourth grade class.
It's so cute because the story involves a bee, and so they're going to dress the pumpkin up as a bee. And whenever they send us the picture, we'll post it on our social media.
Super
cute. It
was
so adorable. And then you're going to tell them what you did to the teacher?
Well, right after we're ready to leave. And I was going to actually make an Insta story. I was doing this no matter what. And I was going to tell everyone where we're at. But I was just like, who wants to be on my Instagram? And it was bananas.
Yeah.
I know what it feels like to be Justin Bieber and Harry Styles just for a second, because I could not hear a single thing. I don't think you could make out a word I'm saying on my Insta story. The kids are just screaming. And so while they're screaming, I left.
Exactly.
I thought you were going to help Kevin get here.
He hyped them all up. They were like, okay, we got to go. You just see, calm down.
I was like, you're screaming. I'm out. Bye.
They had fun, though.
Oh, so cute. Much fun. We'll be doing more pumpkins all week next week. A couple of other schools we're going to next week.
I'll get my directions squared away this time.
Oh, here we go.
Or I'm leaving way before you guys.
Highway 40 West.
You know who knows the roads really well? Lance. How do the roads work, Lance?
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.